I trust that the food is better than the view, Dooku remarked without humor as he joined Palpatine at a windowside table in Mok's Cheap Eats the following day. A small establishment catering to factory personnel, it overlooked the heart of the works. The Senate is studying plans to develop housing projects in the flatlands. Dooku frowned in revulsion. Why not simply build over a radioactive waste dump? Where there are credits to be made, the lives of ordinary citizens are of little consequence. Dooku cocked an eyebrow. I hope you'll put a stop to it. I'd prefer the works to remain unchanged for a time. Dooku waved off a waiter and regarded Palpatine with interest. So, a blockade prevents you from going to Naboo. And what happens but Naboo comes to you? Quite a piece of magic. Palpatine showed him a thin smile. Yes, my queen has arrived. Your queen, Dooku said, tugging at his short beard. And from all I hear, you may soon be her supreme chancellor. Palpatine shrugged off the remark, then adopted a more serious look. That is, however, part of the reason behind my asking you to meet me here. Worried that you won't receive Jedi backing if you're seen with me in the usual places? Nothing of the sort. But if I am elected, and if you and I are going to begin to work together, it behooves us to give all appearances of being on opposite sides. Dooku folded his arms and stared. Work together in what capacity? That remains to be seen, but our common goal would be to return the Republic to what it once was by tearing it down. Dooku didn't say anything for a long moment, and when he spoke, it was as if he were assembling his thoughts on the fly. With perhaps your homeworld as the spark that touches off a conflagration? Clearly, the crisis has benefited you politically, and that fact alone has certain beings wondering. He scanned Palpatine's face. Under normal circumstances, the Council wouldn't have subverted the authority of the Senate by honoring Valorum's request to send Jedi to Naboo. But for Yoda, Mace Windu, and the rest, Valorum is a known quantity, whereas Senators Antilles and Team and you have yet to disclose your true agendas. Take you, for instance. Most are aware that you are a career politician and that you've managed thus far to avoid imbroglios. But what does anyone know about you beyond your voting record, or the fact that you reside in 500 Republica? We all think that there's much more to you than meets the eye, as it were. Something about you that has yet to be uncovered. Instead of speaking directly to Dooku's point, Palpatine said, I was as surprised as anyone to learn that Master Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan Kenobi were sent to Naboo. Surprised, of course. But pleased? Naboo is my homeworld. I want to see the crisis resolved as quickly as possible. Do you? Palpatine held his look. I begin to wonder what may have prompted your confrontational mood. But for the sake of argument, let us say that I feel no shame in taking full advantage of the crisis. Would that cause you to distance yourself from me? Dooku smiled with his eyes, but not in mirth. On the contrary, as you say, since I'm interested in learning more about the possibility of an alliance. Palpatine adopted a hooded look. You're resolved to leave the Order? Even more than when we last spoke. Because of the Council's decision to intervene at Naboo? I can forgive them that. The blockade has to be broken, but something else has occurred.